Now on to your comments. Each week we go through your letters and voicemails for your take on stories we've covered on News and Notes. This past week, we looked at two affirmative action cases soon to face the Supreme Court. Nikki King of Davis, California, questioned our decision to interview Ward Connerly, the man who helped end quotas in California higher education. Mr. Connerly never at any time expressed the hope that California would be able to see the inequity of education for African American and Latino students, and in fact, stated over and over that 30 years after the Civil Rights Act, no such remedies were needed. Now he professes that he knew all along that African American and Latino children were not receiving an equal education and proposes we go back to the days of Plessy versus Ferguson. Connerly is now and always has been a fraud and deserves to be rebutted. We noted Juneteenth with a commentary by Rochelle Riley. Riley said, yes, the holiday is Black America's oldest, but she said she'd rather celebrate others like the 4th of July that don't divide African Americans from others. That prompted Jake Michael of Westchester, Pennsylvania to email us about why he honors Juneteenth. As Frederick Douglass noted so long ago, the institution of slavery was responsible for creating a huge underclass of poor landless whites, disparagingly called crackers. These hard-working rural people dared not ask for decent wages, because if they did, the wealthy landowners would simply order their slaves to do the job for free. My father's family were poor farmers who came back to this nation back when it was a British colony, and yes, he was the first to attend college. The way I see it, Juneteenth has indeed benefited me and all the rest of my 32 blonde-haired, blue-eyed cousins. We heard from more of you about the N-word. Attorneys defending a New York City man convicted of a hate crime had argued his client's use of the word while beating a black man wasn't racial. They called it a hip-hop use of the term, learned growing up in a mixed-race neighborhood. Chris Zuniga, who is 25 and lives in Miami, finds the argument plausible. Here's part of his voicemail.
You know, the N-word, like y'all call it, is part of slang. Part of, you know, it's a word that young folks treat each other with. And, you know, actually in Miami, you know, because of the whole hip-hop culture, or just because of mainstreaming of, you know, people with less assets, and just because we could relate to each other that way because we grew up playing sports together and, you know, the word is just used.
Karen Horace of Avondale Estates, Georgia, enjoyed our essay for Father's Day on single men who adopt. In an email, she explained why. I'm married to a man who's a fabulous father to our biological children, and I know many other men who are great dads. It is wonderful to be reminded that these men exist outside my tiny world. I listened with pride as she recognized the efforts of these men who reached out to children to whom they had no biological connection. And that's just some of what we received this week. We appreciate all of your comments, good or bad. We want to hear from you, so please keep your comments coming. You can call us at 202-408-3330, or you can email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.